All right, so coming up will be Hyper Sounds. It's now a minute to the hour, 5 o'clock. Drew is going to give us a little bit of the Hyper Sounds, some of the soca music. So remember, please, donate. This is why we do this program, because, you know, folks, let me tell you quickly. You don't know, when I first came in this city, there was nothing for us to listen to for our own. You had one guy who actually, I think, started this whole thing, the Fox. I have to give him credit. And in those days, it wasn't easy to get records to play. So if you knew somebody going to Trinidad, you would give him 2-3 cassettes and say, try and tape a radio station down there for me. Jamaica, the same thing. And then when they come back, you're happy in your car and you play in that cassette, right? So when we had the opportunity to go FM on Montreal Airwaves and I was asked if I would like to do the show, I didn't hesitate because, you know, living in an environment, you come from an environment where you're number one. And you come into an environment, you don't know what number you are, but you know you're not number one or two or three. So it was nice to hear your music on the airwaves as you drove. I remember on St. Catherine Street, we were working at La Siesta, and we were outside, and a car passed, and it was blazing Thursday afternoon. And it was JD's voice. I said, yes. You know, I'm doing the Roots Rock Reggae Show. So, you know, we have come a long way. 501. Drew, you ready for me? We're going to get onto the Zoom. Ready for me, Drew? I'm not hearing Drew. Not hearing you, brother. That's the thing with technology. Zoom, I hope it works. But it worked earlier on. All right, you know what? Let us figure it out. We're going to try a little mix here with Nicholas and see what's up with that.
KUT 90.3 FM with Howard Stretch Carr.
Yeah. It's true.
Pull our tops in love, cause when I say we done, you say we done, then we back together. If that makes us toxic, we don't give up, cause baby, at least we know it's real. Everybody has a type, and everybody has a choice. And baby, I choose you, cause you're crazy, match my crazy. You're my Beyonce, and I'm your Jay-Z. Even when I'm so mad at you, 1 minute I cast on you, next minute that is there. I block you, just to unblock you, and ask you how was your day like normal. And don't even talk about between the sheets, so sweet I can't leave. Maybe that is what they say we toxic. Full of toxic love, cause when I say we done, you say we done, then we back together.
I start stressing, now I need you more. Watch all the thing in on me back, I can't even unpack. About to go in the yard and jump around with some plans. I took you for
for granted. I'm looking on second chance. Bad influences, so I miss you so much. Oh, me, I'm going through withdrawals. I need to walk on a bam bam groove all night to soca. Oh, don't touch me. I am going through withdrawals. Bad influences. I am missing you so. I need to jam on your back. I need get on sick on your back. I need all behind all the trap. When you and I become one, it sends a thrill to me. When we move to the melody, come on and give it to me, baby. When you walk your wheels, you raise my passion. Yes, come on and give it to me, baby. When you walk your wheels, I get up and
finally got Drew. Here we go. Coming up, Hyper Sound. Father Drew,
what's going on?
Not much. We kind of having a little problem here, but it's working out slowly.
Yeah, you got it. We got it. I think we got it here now.
What happened now?
Yeah, what's up? I think. Hold on 1 second. I think I gotta mute something on my side.
I'm glad it's you with all the headache, boy.
Better.
Yeah, it's good for me. Yeah, all right.
That's good.
Right about now, coming up will be Hyper Sounds. Want you to stay close and listen to this young man. He's been around and doing his thing. Hyper Sounds. In the meanwhile, Drew is sort of introducing him with the music.
Hey, yeah, you can hear me. You can hear me clear.
Yeah, hearing you, Hyper. Hearing you. How you doing?
Yeah, man, I good.
Where you now? In Barbados.
Yeah, Barbados home right now.
Right now you can't get out to go nowhere, right?
Well, it ain't safe to go anywhere as yet. So I just stay in put and waiting it out for a little bit.
I don't want to get you in trouble, but I'm going to ask you the question anyhow. Are any party breakers breaking the rules and having some nighttime parties in Barbados?
No, sir.
Good. Because, boy, I was reading some things in Jamaica. I can't believe it. You know, they're using buses now, driving around, the soldiers and police with buses, because these kids are still having their parties. No good. So you came here when? You know, you remind the old man, because I think Junior had brought you here some years ago.
Yes. That's 2016 or 15.
Right. And what have you been doing since then?
A lot been happening, man. traveling, representing the Caribbean some more. Actually, I just released my album, an album called For Her.
For Her.
Yeah, For Her. Just songs for the ladies. You don't have many to hear type of songs, you know. The first thing is for the ladies.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, that nice. And Drew had sent it to me and I can't find it, but I was listening to it. Sounds good. So I'm going to ask you one more question. Why the name Hypersounds?
The name Hypersounds came from the DJ days. So I started out as a DJ.
I know. That's why I wanted you to go there, because I wanted to know, how did you jump from being a DJ to a singer?
The transition wasn't an easy one, but it took me some time understanding the difference between being on stage as a DJ and being on stage as an artist.
Yes. Yes.
The love, the passion for the music, you know. I just wanted to share the vibes, the talent, some more with the fans, and not just sticking in one box. So I was always a writer. I used to write out my dub plates.
Okay.
So, you know, it always used to be, so the next step was now to go and, you know, pursue the artist career.
And how long now have you?
So it started.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pardon?
No, go ahead. That's a question I was about to ask you.
It started from a DJ, then artist, now producing. And this is 15 years. This is actually my 15th year that I've been doing the entertainment and singing.
Nice. One of the things I always tell people is the island of Barbados produces some of our best singers in the Caribbean. And you have represented the island well in the hype situation, because I hear some of that music that you're laying down, boy, and all the old man can do is tap his toes, because I need the energy. Yeah. You know what I mean? And if Drew would play something. Which one is this, Drew?
Dutty.
Folks, this is Hypersounds, the young man that I'm talking to. Hold it right there, so let me just start to hype up. Hey, Hyper, me can't sing, you know, but me that really like you write something for me with sound half as good as that.
Gotcha.
Could you help a old man who will make a fool of himself? But that really sound, that one, I don't even know the name, the last one where Drew just played.
Sugar Rush.
Man, I have diabetes, you know, and every time I hear it, the diabetes get higher.
Yeah, the ladies love that, you know, the ladies love that.
Girl, you look sweet like sugar. What you put in that waistline? Only raising my pressure. Seeing that sugar wine.
Hey.
The sweetness only calling me.
Yes. God.
The Hypersounds, I know that, like you said, you've been doing this now for 15 years. And you're one of those artists that you found the formula and you work with it, because every year for the last 15 years consistently, you don't put out, like a lot of artists will put out like 5-6 songs every year. True. But you're one of those guys. True. Everything that you touch every year will be 2 or 3 songs and they're automatic hits. What's your formula?
just being real with myself, man. I work every day, and then I have my own little listening session where I be real with myself and say, look, this needs to be something that could represent the brand of the songs. So I just don't jump on a song just to say, well, yeah, I can just drop something. I just want to drop. So everything, I try for everything that I release to be very impactful to the industry, that as soon as it hit, that the fans could take it up and run with it and be proud of it and argue with it, whatever they want to do, because it's that product. I stay grounded, but always in the studio, but investing in my own studio so that I can perfect my craft some more and be better at it. And just vibes, man. Music is all I know, so just vibes.
So talking about music is all that you know. Throughout this pandemic, I know it's very rough on a lot of people in the entertainment history. So how have Hypersounds been surviving, and what have you been doing throughout all in these critical times?
Being I used to always be touring, but I was also not a careless artist. You know, I used to save a lot and invest in myself. And in a time like this now, the streaming, where having to like own all of my masters and royalties, you know, these streams is what really have me on my feet still. So while others was probably trying to conquer the win titles, I was trying to make music that could spread all across the world, and so that I could learn more about the streaming platform. So I was ahead of the time in Barbados, because I'd been on the streaming platforms from like 2013, 2014. So, you know, the streaming and owning your masters and stuff really got me through this session and made me see how important it is. And still able, because I invested in the studio, I was still able, because businesses still need commercials, ads mm-hmm. and things done to speak about the brand. Mm-hmm. DJs would have still got little dub plates. You know, I would still be able to work on music. And just pace myself. You know, like how they say, a sheep head a day is better than a cow head. You know? So, you know, just pace myself. Just being able to do the necessary thing, pay my bills, do grown man stuff, responsible stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to play a song and then I'm going to ask you a question here. Had to play this one again for Uncle Stretch.
Can you look sweet like sugar? What you put in that waistline? Only raising my pressure. Seeing that sugar.
Stretch, be careful of those diabetes. Eh?
I'm telling you, boy, too sweet.
So I, but this is a song I wanted to ask you about, because when you listen to your soca, there's a lot of different sounds in there. You know what I mean? It's not the regular bashment soca. It's not the regular soca. There's a lot of Creole. There's a lot of a lot of other stuff in there, right? Yes. And me, myself, personally, I know, but a lot of people might not know that. Although you come from Barbados, you're not 100% Bajan, and you try to infuse all of your culture in all of the music that you put out. So tell them about your background a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know he was Jamaican.
No, not Jamaican, not Jamaican, not Jamaican. I have a background. My family is from St. Lucia. And grew up in St. Lucia as a kid. And I know how to speak the language. You know, I grew up on a lot of the Kadas and the Zouk music. Music from Martinique, Dominica, okay. The island flavor. So it was only right now, you know, as every artist should have something about themselves that's unique, where they could be able to do some things outside of the box. So I think my thing was to introduce them, tell everybody and keep saying, rep St. Lucia, 758, and this and that. I said, you know what, I can start to do it now in the music. So I started earlier with doing, like, just saying a couple of lines. But I was like, you know what? Sometimes you be singing in English and some people still don't even know what you're singing. So I say, you know what? No, I'm going to make some full Creole, at least make the entire hook Creole, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this was one of them. But this is the latest. And this is a tribute to my grandmother. You know, I spent a lot of time working on music. She would be there. So, you know, just paying homage to her, telling me all about the stories, how, you know, back in the days, how you would dance to the music and the type of music, the vibes with the live bands and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
You learn something new every day, right, Stretch?
Every day. I'm not one who is that story that Hyper just telling us here now is a Caribbean story, you know what I mean? Because when you check it out, you go here. I was in Montserrat and I met a lady and her son, and they are both Jamaican descendants. The father came there at whatever age and he just stayed. So it's a beautiful story, and I as Drew is saying, I totally enjoy the Kadans little feel of that music, because I'm a big fan of that music. I'm a big fan of the music from Guadeloupe, Saint Lucia, etc. You know, so when you inject that in it, it makes me feel like I want to do something that I'm not supposed to do, is get up and dance.
Get up and move.
And move.
Get up and move, man. Just get up and move. Just dance. And sit.
Right about now, in case you're just joining us, it's our funding drive. And call 514-448-4013. We are talking to an entertainer from our beautiful Barbados. And he's telling us about growing up in Barbados, doing the music that he adores, and we certainly enjoy it. All right, if you don't want to call, you can always go on our website and donate. Just say I heard Hyper Sounds, and we're gonna be doing things like this. Come in and out, so you can tell a friend, and you can sit and watch your favorite artist. Not only listen to them, but you can watch them on Zoom. Right here on CKUT. So back to Hyper and of course Mr. Drew. I you know, before you go back, I certainly admired something what you said earlier on. You do not saturate the market with half earned or half sounding music. You do one or two per year, and they must be good, and I certainly admire that about you, because some people just want to hear their voice, even though the song is sounding. We have some reggae artists from Jamaica that should be arrested for impersonating reggae artists. I won't say, because they're awful, you know, but they, every time you turn on, you go to Irie FM, you hear, you know, I guess a lot of money is being dropped there to play the music, because some of them are so awful. You know what I mean? So I admire you for that, young man. Keep it up.
Yeah, thanks.
It's the music. Hyper Sounds. Right. right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Hypersound from Barbados. Turn up the music, Mr. DJ. Hey.
For the new album, So Good For Her, courtesy of the one and only Ipa Sounds.
Sounds. Hypersounds from out of Barbados. You know, I'm going to ask you a little bit about, tell me about that brief time you were in the United States. What was going on there?
In the U.S.?
Yes. I see you, who is Free, if it's the same Free I'm thinking about?
Oh, yeah. So, I was in Jersey for a while. Mm-hmm. Spent some time in New Jersey, and I had a chance to go on 106 and Park, and
oh yeah,
yeah, be on the coach. It was AJ and Free introduce the video. That time Elephant Man was hot. Yes. at the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, nice, great experiences, man. And what made you want to move back to New York back to Barbados after that?
No, but actually I still live in Barbados, but I was up there spending some time. I was up there spending some time, but I used to go and come a lot.
Okay. And the experience added to how you have developed and to do things, watching these big productions.
Yes, being in the US, I would say, really developed me as an artist, and the full body of work was inspired a lot by being inside the U.S. Understanding how things go, the business of stuff, the branding, imaging, everything, the entire body of the whole, the works.
Nice.
And talking about go ahead. Talking about being in the U.S., what are some of your favorite places to travel and to perform?
Favorite places. Every place give me a different vibe, but New York will always be home because that's where Brooklyn. Those people just took me up like if they knew me, you know. So New York, Boston will always be my number ones, and then you will get places that where I enjoy performing, like Belize, and
Saint Lucia,
UK, Saint Lucia, of course. You know, different places give me, but you know, I'm well received and accepted in a lot of these places. But different places just give me a vibe, man. Sometimes I like to go to Bahamas because of I know the vibe is a type of way, and then I get to kick back and relax and I enjoy the scenery, which also motivates and give me the vibe to create. You know, just being in certain atmospheres is very Saint Croix. St. Croix, being in St. Croix for Carnival, and I love it. You know, so different things I like about places, but I enjoy doing what I do and spreading the love and the joy and putting smile on people's faces.
Let me ask you a question. I have a good friend, a very good friend, who is a singer, Glenn Washington, right? This guy, he tells me and I believe him. When he's on tour, he seems to get out some of his best songs. Because it takes nothing for him to sit there, you know, without no guitar, no tracks, and he will sing you a song. Does that same thing happen to you when you're touring to?
Yeah, of course, because it's like you're home. You know what home is about. So sometimes you can say that, oh, I want to catch a vibe. I going up on the beach, I going up on the corner, I can take a scenery that we do in Barbados. But traveling, sometimes you are blown away by some of the things that you actually see, and you know the vibe. So then it makes you want to create on the spot. It makes you want to go back at your work and do some tweaks, like some unfinished songs, and do some tweaks because you get to see different cultures and how people react to certain things.
Nice. Well, you want to go on for a few more minutes?
Yeah, Stretch, I want to ask him a question.
Go ahead.
Have there ever been a song that you release and, you know what I mean, like during the crop over season, you didn't get that reaction, you know what I mean? And then when you go on tour, you know what I mean, the reaction to this song is overwhelming and is well requested. Have that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it actually happened with the first time it happened would have been with actually my the breakout song, Roll It, where I can remember not doing a job for Crop Over with Roll It while everybody was going all over the place and performing, you know, Jesse Last coming down now to get a little bit throw at the end of the season as we just say. But I can remember not doing that, and then it just take over and went all over, received international Soca Award for that same song, and it really changed things. And then the next song would have been Bam Bam Ba, where I cannot go to Belize and don't perform Bam Bam Ba. But the real shocking one would have been Roll It, because to see like I was now bringing that style, the island style, heavy now into the Barbados market. And I was like, no, boy, this thing, like, I got to try something else. This ain't working for me. And to know that the entire Crop Over passed, and then just after Crop Over was finished, and you had the Boston Carnival, Labor Day, the Miami Carnival, the song just break down everything and do what it had to do. And that's the song that really made a lot of people from overseas start to want to know who is this type of songs, and I really get behind to see what I'm about.
Is this the song we're talking about?
Yeah.
Talking to Hyper Sounds live from Barbados, CKUT 90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms. You're truly true, Howard Stretch Carr, just holding it down. This is a Belly's track.
Get on the rest, better than the rest, more music.
Come on.
When you're back in, back on me.
Come on.
Give me a little pressure. So long I did want you.
For all your fans out there, if they're looking for your new album, And if they're looking to find Hyper Sounds, give them the social media, all your contacts, and where they could get the new album.
The album is available on all digital platforms. And it's called Hyper Sounds For Her. So you can check it out. Tell a friend that got a friend that know a friend. Introduce a friend to some Hyper Sounds. And you can follow me on all the on all social media at Hyper Sounds Music, HypaSoundsMusic. And that's straight across the board. Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, everything. Even Clubhouse.
Stretch, you gotta love his shirt, eh?
I was just about to ask him, where did you get that beautiful shirt from? I would like to have
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the old boy, rocking the old boy, of course. Of course.
Hyper
Sounds. The agent, old boy.
Yes. Ah, boy. That's
yeah, nice man. Shirt. Big ups to Drew for making sure in a time like this, I still was able to receive an old boy and rock it.
Really you look know, good. It looked good on you too.
Like, it's fitting like a glove.
Yeah.
This guy is a model.
Hyper Sounds.
I tell you, it's nice.
It's glad to re-meet you again.
And, yeah, man.
I hope when this thing is over, you'll be coming up to Montreal at least for a show or two.
And, yeah, for sure. Looking into it. You look into it. So right now at this time, you know, you're just getting stuff together. But We're going to start opening up and, you know, looking into some bookings soon as possible. So any promoters that's listening or if you're, you know, a fan and you need to tell a promoter, you need to get Hyper Sounds to your city, to your area. You know, you can shoot me an email at hypersoundsmusic.com.
Mm-hmm. Hypersounds.com.
.com. And then you will go and fill out the form from there and easy like that, the booking form.
All right, Hyper Sounds. Sorry I have to be rushing you out, but we have to go look some money. It's our
Yeah, man. Thanks
drive.
For having me.
You're
Thanks
certainly
again
welcome.
For having me.
And there will be another time, I promise you, because you're somebody I want to talk with at all times. Hyper Sounds, folks, for those of you along with Brother Drew, we've been, for the last half an hour or so, we've been doing it. But we have to go hunt some dollars. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
Take care of Barbados, all right?
Yes, Drew. Big up.
Yeah. Drew? We linger. All right, we're gonna
yes,
touch.
Yes, by the stretch.
We're going to touch a little bit on DJ Nicholas because, you know, he has his fans. And as a matter of fact, one of them just texts and say, her broomstick getting the diabetes. So, because she's dancing with it too tight, I guess. All right, so we're going to do some music, Cameron.
West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
You know, we haven't forgotten you all. 514-448-4013. It's your Fund and Drive weekend. Make sure you are with us. All right. A small donation, anything. 514-448-4013. And say hello to the staff as you're doing that. And if you don't want to do that, you know, you can go online. ckut.ca and you donate.
It on me and got me feeling like this.
Walking listening to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM with Howard Stretch Carr.
Yeah, for 30 years.
You want me sugar, sugar daddy?
Sugar daddy. Do I have any sugar daddy out there? I want to thank Ian Lindsay, one of the first person to donate $100 in the early beginnings. Thank you, Ian, brilliant mechanic. If you live on the West Island and you need a mechanic, let me get my glasses. 514. I don't know why I'm pretending I don't need glasses.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
I am Brother Clifford Dalphy for the annual funding drive. I am donating $50. I am challenging all the business, the promoter, and the producer, and all those who bring their flyers to CKUT to promote their event to match my offer of $50. Sowing the seed of grassroots change for CKUT 90.3 FM. I give you thanks.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
1 year ago, CKUT shut down our studios for the safety of each other. Gradually, we adapted and found ways to continue to produce programming that reflects our shared experience, physically distanced but socially connected. Help us keep that connection by donating to CKUT. Call 514-448-4013. Pop a check in the mail, 3647 University Montreal, H3A2B3, or donate online at ckut.ca.
Yes, I want to thank Brother Ted for his generous donation of $100, and Mr. Paul Newman for his generous donation of $20, and we are grateful, whatever it is, because I know these times are trying, and not all of us are back to work and all that. So whatever little it is, we are grateful. It's just the effort to show us that you appreciate what we're doing. So far, the drive has raised $6,000, and I'm certainly grateful to some of the other people who donated earlier on. Anthony Bruce, $100. Dawn Fagir, $100. Mr. Errol Johnson, $100. And Audley Coley, $110. So, you know, there's people out there who are making sure this radio station stays alive. And I, like I said, Ian Lindsay, who had donated very in the early part of the one Saturday when I was asking for money to get the microphones and all that. His name is Ian Lindsay. He's the owner. This young man owns his own garage. 514-781-7373. Call him. If you live on the West Island, you need to get your tires checked, your transmission top up, your engine tuned up, anything to do mechanical. He's a good mechanic. I wouldn't recommend him unless I used him. I've worked with him several times on the old cars that I have. So call him and get him to check you out. All right, we continue the ride. CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. My name is Howard Carr. I'm one of the hosts along with Faitlin Sankar and DJ Nicholas and the rest of the crew. All right? We continue the ride. Where are we? We're here. All right. Oh, no. I am playing the wrong one as usual. So happy that we're doing so well. In the mix, taking us up to the 6 o'clock hour, will be DJ Nicholas. Remember to call the number. 514-448-4013. I have
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms.
Call that number in a long while. And it's still there in the good old head. 514-448-4013. Want to say many thanks to Hypersounds for spending some minutes with us and enjoyed talking with him. Those are the type of interviews that you could go on and on forever. But we have to look for the money. And if you're out there, when you donate, tell them you want some of the one of the t-shirts from West Indian Rhythm that goes back a few years. It was designed, I think, if that's the one I'm thinking of, by DJ Butcher T with the palm trees and two speakers. So go back and tell them you want that tea. It's a collector's item, trust me. I don't know how they still have seven. Somebody was hiding them in a box and forgot where they hid them. All right, so please. Please.
90.3 FM.
West here we go again.
Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
More soca music. This is how we do it on a Friday, on a Saturday, on a Sunday, on a Monday. Soca music, reggae music, it's all at the station.
Doing it. Playing mass.
Playing mass.
I drinking rum. I meet African woman in England. She name is Kaween.
DJ Nicholas.
I doing it. I playing mass. I walking girl. I drinking rum. I meet African woman in England. She name is Kaween. She want to come to Grenada. She heard a lot about the job down there. I bring her down quick, quick. Oh gosh, boy, I couldn't stick. As soon as the match start, I dab her in full black. The officer walk up to me, say, boy, you can't do that. While the jab-jab shooking, figging selfish like Fisco Sprat. No, you want to arrest me, say, boy, you is a fool that. Anything them police say, jab-jab does disobey that. I doing it, I playing mad. I walking here, I drinking rum, I doing it, I playing mad. I walking here, I drinking rum, Bowie, 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 I doing it, Bowie, 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 I playing mad, Bowie, 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 I walking girl, Bowie, 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 I drinking rum. No to my surprise, I will see roll up a split. I said, girl, like you get mad, you don't see the police. Oh, she tell me when I done, I could soup the selfish. And you know Grenada jab, that is your favorite dish. So baby, I doing it, I playing mad. I walking here, I drinking rum. I doing it, I playing mad. I walking here, I drinking rum. Powie, 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 I doing it.
The way you walk up your waist and then wash up the place. Real life conversation.
Hi, man, this girl. Hey, hey. She from the Caribbean. She asked me what's my name. My name. I tell she call me Johnny Boy. She asked me what we gonna do if we lose each other in this party. She said, Johnny, what we gonna do if we lose each other in this place? Boy, y'all look for me, you go find me. Then she shouting, Johnny, Johnny, where are you? Y'all are in the back canal. Johnny, Johnny, where are you? Right here in the carnival. Johnny, Johnny, where are you? Look me whining on a girl. Johnny, Johnny, where are you? When she find me, when she find me. Panjane, why not Johnny?
Panjane, Panjane.
She bubble Panjane, Rona Johnny. My God, if it's love, she whine and bubble and go down low. Then she whine and jiggle and come up so. Wine and bubble and go down low, boy. Panjane, Panjane.
I'm a big girl.
Hey, hey. She studied medicine. She asked me, what are my symptoms? Tell she I addicted to the back and
forth. I could find out your man now. Everything I do, you right. You stay in a wrong now. Hope you find out your man now. You know that I did love you, baby. You go about making me shame. You're hunting, you're hunting, you're hunting, you're hunting. And you're calling me name. You could want if you want, girl. You could find out your man now. Everything I do, you right. You stay in a wrong now. Hope you find out your man now. You know that I did love you, baby. You go about making me shame. You're hunting, you're hunting, you're hunting, you're hunting. And you're calling me names. So know that I find a new lady. You want to know what is she name? Don't worry, you go find out. But I find a room to your feet. Special that is me lover. Class motive me brain. Jack, I don't want to marry. But me and River engage. Special that is me lover. Class motive me brain. Jack, I had one to marry. But me and Reba, them man, you're balling on moon. Special that kiss me tune. I'm singing on moon. Did you leave me on a moon? Watch me. We balling on moon. Special that kiss me tune. We singing on moon. Did you leave me on a moon?
So when I dead, put your job on me tombstone. Blood in we vein, mass we going insane. Black blood in we vein, black blood in we vein, black blood in we vein, jab we going insane. Cause my mother was a jab jab woman, and she pick up a jab jab man. He give her some jab jab sex 9 months later, well I was born. Right in a jab hospital, I was Christmas jab jab priest. I went to a jab jab college, that's why I did like this. So when I dead, put jab jab on me too.
Sometimes down in Grenada. Hey,
true story. BG and Nicholas.
They were happy to me in my country. There we go. I left from New York and I come to spend some time down in Grenada. Hey, my mother was at work, so I went to chill with the neighbor.
My neighbor.
She said, you put it my husband food, cause he not coming home till later. You done with iguana. But knife, I didn't get that spoon.
You're listening to the best music you'll find anywhere.
On the air.
90.3 FM. West Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
When I finish it, I say your husband would not like this girl. When I finish it, but baby, I appreciate this lot. When I finish it, she give me the fuck when I finish it. From the Osprey, and I head up to my home called Caribou.
Home sweet home.
Anisha cooked me Sarah Carr, cause she know I love the cuckoo.
Get food.
I ate the rice and said tonight, Rasta go eat up the book too.
Fire.
The woman behave like my neighbor, and hear just what she do. Chopstick, I didn't get that. What? She give me the. She give me the fuck when I finish it.
Listening to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM with Howard Stretch Carr.
DJ Nicholas.
That girl, she's a rebel. When she bubble and when she compatible. She's a bad girl, but she's not a rebel. She says she wants a man to give her in the middle. Then I keep up, bang. Bang 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 b